Anand started in 1999. Yeah, 1999. Until now, it's almost 20 years. We started by faith. Only started with four person, Dr. Lee and his wife, my wife and I, four of us started. And today, Anand's, after 20 years, God has blessed us. We have more than 40 workers. And we live in a not so big, this is a beautiful campus. I wish we have such a beautiful place in Malaysia. But our place is also very beautiful. We sit on the hill, but it's not such a nice slope. We are on, our slope is very steep, you know. And even though we have about 40 acres of land, but we only enjoy a flat land about less than 10%. So the place we can build is very small. Yeah. And we have about 40 old workers, and this, and we run a lifestyle center. And God has blessed us very much after we've been through a long way. And today we have, I would say, about 100 health guests a month. They come to our program at a waiting list of 3 months. We have to come in. We have 3 doctors with us, nurses, therapists, nutritionists, working together, and 90% of our guests are non-Adventists. They come to the program. We call this medical missionary work, you know. And I always tell some of the people in Malaysia like to challenge me and say, why are you always hiding in the mountain? You should go and witness to people. I say, how many people have walked into your church that's non-Adventists? 10 in a year? 5 in a year? I say we have almost 100 a month come into our place. And they live with us, they eat with us, live together, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days. And every day they sit down, we have worship together, we walk together, our therapists are trained how to pray with them, how to talk with them. And I always tell people medical missionary work is the only work that people pay money to listen to 3 angels' message. Isn't that a better deal?
Yes.
People pay money. We don't charge a lot of money. We charge about, if I tell you, you might want to come, you know. We've got to take out a bike health center. But anyway, it's a free market right now. We only charge less than $1,000 for Aussie money for 10 days program, yeah, with doctor consultation, blood tests, and treatments, and lifestyle, you know. So a lot of people like to come, and they pay us this money, and then they have to listen to gospel, you know. And we're very thankful. We have very, very rich people that come to us. Yeah. So, and I thank God that Anand today is self-sufficient. And I thank God in the past. Bonus. You know what's bonus, right? At the end of the year, the 13 months, you know, the first time, yes, last year, God bless us enough that we have surplus that we can give to all our workers extra months. And this year we can do the same thing too. God is very good to us. Yeah, of course, we suffer a lot from the beginning. As you know, to start a ministry is not easy. And throughout this program, oh, by the way, I like to introduce my family. I thank God that I can bring my family here. This time, I have my wife, Gail. Will you stand up, please? And my son, and my girl, Kezia, Emma, and Russell. His name actually is Guo Yi. When he was born, I named after him Solomon. But when he grew up, he studied the character of Solomon. He said, Father, this is not a good name. He was the wisest king, but also the foolish king in the Bible.
That's right.
So he changed his name. And finally, he chose Russell. I said, why? People think that it's a dog name, you know, Russell and Russell. But he named Russell, there's a reason, because Dr. Russell Standish dedicated him when he was in Malaysia. And then he told me there's not many righteous in this earth. And one of them was Russell Standish. So he called himself Russell. So I said, I hope you walk as a righteous man all the way when Jesus comes. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So I'm very thankful this time. Pastor Howe have invited me to come. At first I told him, they're better speaker than me. You know, I'm a more for Chinese speaker. I travel to China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Asia to speak. There are not many Chinese speaker. So I concentrate most of my time for the Chinese group. And I say, English speaker, you'll have plenty of them. And you might have a problem understanding my English too, you know. So, but he think that I need to come to share with you my experience. Brother Stan asked me yesterday, what is your title? What is, are you preaching about? I said, I'm not a preacher. You know, I only share. My topic throughout this time for my side is experience him. The faith, experience God. I only share with people my experience with God. That's about it, yeah? So, I would share a lot of stories. But tonight, I will share a bit more. Tomorrow we'll start about my story. I'm not going to talk about my story tonight, okay? Why there are so many stories in the Bible? Do you know there's a lot of stories in the Bible? Full of story. We have, because of the Bible, we have Bible story, right? Bedtime story. So many stories in the Bible. When I was a child, I grew up in a big family. I have 8 brothers and 2 sisters. That's 11 children in my family. I'm the youngest of 11. And my brothers are all much older than me. Yeah, my eldest brother's children, they are older than me. When my mother go and give birth, they go to give birth together. My sister go and give birth together with my mother. Can you imagine that? So in this big family, I don't have brothers. My brother is just too far from me. Okay, their age is too far from me. They can be my father's age, right? So I grow up with my nephews. You know, when you grow up with your nephew, what happened? Have you grown up with your nephew before? We go to I go to school with my nephew. My nephew. I was born as an uncle. Now I'm not only a grand uncle, I'm not only a great grand uncle. I'm very soon I'm going to be great great grand uncle. So in these kind of situations, I never really have friends, right? So I always wanted to be loved. I always wanted to be noticed. And I enjoy, because I was lonely, I really enjoy watching movie, reading comics. Why? Because I enjoy supernatural story. Heroes. I imagine I always watch Chinese Kung Fu. You know what Chinese Kung Fu? You know, they can fly. They can do all kind of things. One person can handle thousands, you know? And they can fight in a camp and never die. Yeah? Superman. You know? All these supernatural stories. I watch them, I think about them, and I always imagine myself to be the Superman, the hero man. And each time when I think about this, I was out of this world. I really enjoy. And we call it daydreaming. I dream about this supernatural world. Because this world is too bad, I mean, it's too dark for me. I want a different world. I imagine, a lot of time when the teacher was teaching in the classroom, I was not listening. I was imagining. I really imagine a lot of things. I can almost imagine to the point I see things in the classroom. Not real things, but I can almost see them in the classroom, you know. I was like, teacher will be teaching there, I'll be sitting down. Suddenly I can imagine enemies, you know, has walked into this classroom, you know, and someone have to come and rescue them. You know, I would start imagine myself, start to fight with them. I remember one time, I was in this fantasy, this imagination while the teacher was teaching. Even though my eye was looking at him, but I was not looking at him. My mind was in this different world. And I imagined, and the teacher noticed something very different. He was keep looking at me, but I don't know she was looking at me. I was imagining. And suddenly, I lift up my hand. I imagined I was holding a sword, you know. And the teacher was shocked. And suddenly she shouted, "David, what happened?" I woke up from my dream. I was shocked. I always dream. And I also like to, when the teacher was teaching, I would take out paper, I would draw boxes. And I start to draw comics. All this imagination story, you know. And after I draw whole books, you know, my friend would like to read them. And I can even, I tell them all this unreal thing that I have special power in me. I have, you know, all kind of things I tell, and they believe me. And I told them to the point that they serve me like king, you know. They got to go and buy food for me, you know, and all kind of things. I tell them all kind of stories, this supernatural stories. But I remember each time when I finished imagine these supernatural things, when I come back to my real self, I'm very sad. Why? This is not real. This is just imagination. You know, today I was looking at what the young people are watching. It's amazing, scary. It's so real. Those days, my time in the 1970, you know, 1980, it's like those days were black and white. Yeah, we don't even have computer games or anything. Today, you look at the movie. It's so scary, so real, right? And other things. But anyway, every time when I come back to myself, I feel so lonely again. Ah, all these just imaginations, you know, to me. But you know what? Until I come to know Jesus, when I read the Bible, I was shocked. There were so many supernatural stories in the Bible. I was really shocked. And the story is real. It's not imagination. I was so excited. I said, there's such things in this earth. Those days were just imagination. But you know the story in the Bible is so exciting. Amen. I don't know about you, when I read the story, I was like, wow. God said, let there be light. And boom, the light come. And God said, let there be birds in the air, and all the birds flies in the air. Those days, I only read this in comics, yeah? They don't even have such a powerful story, you know? They can't imagine such a story like Moses with the 10 plates. And the Red Sea, how it opened, right? When I read all this story, I was like, wow! It was so real! I was so excited. Moses' story is amazing. It's almost like you can make a movie out of this whole thing, you know. Right? You know the story, right? How he was born in a time when they was all supposed to be killed, right? And then the mother was trying to keep the baby, and he was trying to make this, what do you call it? The basket, right? And put on the river, and Miriam, the sister, was there to watch, and somehow the basket will move itself, you know, and come to the place where Pharaoh's daughter was bathing, right, cleaning, and saw the basket, and when they took and opened, and the right moment, he know how to cry, right? And then we cry, Pharaoh's daughter was so touched, right? And in that moment, Marian came, well, will you want me to find a mother for her and for him. She said, yeah, please come. So he came, right? And then it was his own mother, right? Nursed him for 12 years, went into the palace. All these stories, like, to me, if you don't believe in God, it's unreal. Amen. Serious, it's unreal. And he gave out, he ran away for 40 years in the wilderness, and how God talked to him. These are all supernatural. Put your stuff and become snake, right? Put your hand into the garment and took out its leprosy and put it back. These are all supernatural things, you know? It's unreal, but it's real. And how they crossed the Red Sea. That's why a lot of scientists don't believe such thing. Yeah? But it's so real. Crossing the Red Sea. And the wilderness. Eating manna. Do you know how this story is so special? Eating manna. Oh, I tell you, there's just so many stories, you know. David killed the Goliath. You know, all these stories. To be honest with you, I imagine this story more. When I read this story, I now can imagine real things. You know? And one guy in the Bible that really, really scared me off. You know who? He's not a nice person, but I mean, he's not very nice, but his name is Samson. This guy, man, is powerful. Super. God gave him such power. Have you tried to catch a fox before? Have you tried one? This man, Samson, he can catch how many?
300
foxes! And I can't imagine these foxes will not attack him, you know? They all look like tame in front of him. He had to run so fast to catch a fox. And Samson has just power. And God gave him the power. And when I read, he was, he was caught, right? I mean, this guy was playing with the woman, right? And they want to kill him. His enemy was locking up the door, right? And when in the middle of the night, he woke up. He saw this door was open. What did he do? You know how heavy is the door? The whole beam. You know how heavy it is? I would think those days, people are so tall. You imagine these whole beams and door will at least weigh 5 tons, right? 5,000 kilos. Maybe more. I just don't know. The Bible says he carried on his shoulder. Not walking on the flat road, you know. He walked all the way up to the hill. This is unimaginable to me, you know. This kind of story, I was reading, I was so excited, you know. I love the details of all these stories, how they do things, yeah. And I read. Then I read more and more stories. So many stories in the Bible. After I read all these stories, you know, one day I was sitting down. I said, Lord, so many stories. So what? This is their stories. And I wish I can be like during Samson time and look at them. During Moses time. During Jesus time. Looking at all the story happening, so nice. Witnessing all the power of God. Then, before I say, I love this another story. You know King Solomon? And one night, God said, what do you? Is that nice? What do you want? I can give it to you. You know, those days I always imagine the story where, you know, it's like a kettle, you can rub it and a spirit will come up.
Aladdin lamp.
Yeah, you know, this big spirit will come up. When you rub it, you know, it'll come up. Yeah, it'll tell you, what do you want that I can do for you, right? Huh? Always imagine, if one day I found such thing, yeah? Whoa! What will I want, right? I will ask. And then I read this story of Solomon. And God came at night, asking, what do you want? And I give it to you. What will you ask? What do you want? I have 30 minutes, yeah? Okay, sorry. What do you want? Then what did Solomon say? I want wisdom. Say, Lord, you have raised me, you have put me to my father's seat. I'm a child. I don't know how to go in and come out. There's so many people in Israel. I ask for wisdom. And that touched God, right? The Bible says, God was so touched by Solomon. And I was like, whoa, God can be touched by me? By us? And God say, you have not asked for money. You have not asked for long life. You have not asked for your enemy's life. You ask for wisdom. And that pleases God, the Bible says. And God said, I will give you wisdom more than any king before you and after you. And thing you have not asked, I will give it to you too. Riches, honors, long life. Suddenly it dawned on me. I said, God, I never asked for riches. I need to ask for long life. I never asked for the life of my enemies. I also want wisdom. Will you give it to me? What do you think? Why do you think there's so many stories in the Bible? So many. What do you think? Yeah, you.
We're all different.
We're all different.
Examples for us.
What else? To me, all the story in the Bible are the experience of individuals in the past that have experienced with God and was written down. Some stories are very simple story. A story of Naaman. I mean, Naaman is a powerful story, but this young lady, the maid, right? We don't even know her name. It was written in the Bible. Ruth and Naomi. There's no supernatural story, but it was a beautiful story. Right? It was written down in the Bible. Why are all these stories written down? To me, God is telling us what He can do for us. Amen. You know, when I look at Joshua, he dared to ask God to stop the sun when he was fighting. You know how to stop a sun, you know? 24 hours! Imagine the physics and everything had to involve. Stop a sun. This is unimaginable. Do we dare to ask such thing? And they dare to record it down in the Bible for us to read it. Why? God is trying to tell us, I'm doing that for them. What are you asking from? This story, the more story I read, the more I realize God can do all things for us. God say, I'm God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God say, I change. God never change. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. He never change. If 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, he can do that. Do you think he can do it today? There was one incident in the Bible. Will you turn your Bible to Luke? In the book of Luke, was a story talk about Zechariah. Remember Zechariah? This man was an old man. Wanted to have a child, but couldn't have. Luke chapter 1. Remember the story about Zacharias? He was old. And he wanted to what? He has always wanted, and his wife Elizabeth, always wanted a son. Just like who? Abraham. Right? Wanted a son. And just like anyone that married and had no children wanted a son. Yes? I remember last time when my wife and I wanted a child. For a few years, we don't have, you know. And I can imagine the longer you go, the more anxious you become. The more helpless you become, you know. And these people, Elizabeth and Zacharias, have prayed for years and years to the point they stopped praying. Why? Because Elizabeth There's no more periods, right? And they're all old. And the Bible told us in Luke chapter 1, verse 10, what should I read? Okay. Verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the house of Abia, and his wife was of daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were not now well stricken in years. So it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him, supernatural stories start coming. Okay, please pay attention. And there appeared unto him an angel. You like that? Then appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Thy prayer is what? I will imagine Zacharias and Elizabeth who have forgotten this prayer. I would. I know you're transformed now, okay? But I'm 70 years old or 75 years old. If I have no children, my wife and I, maybe I stop praying for 20 years, yeah? We pray for 20 years and stop for 20 years. We can't even forget about this prayer. But what did the angel say? After you have forgotten your prayer. Your answer, your prayer is? Answer. Isn't that beautiful? It took so many years. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers and the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. It's a beautiful story. But what did happen to Zacharias? And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." Do you think this is a fair question? How many of you think, let's be honest, how many of you think this is a fair question? He's old man. Who is the oldest here? I don't know. Everyone look young. Imagine, maybe like Zacharias is 80 years old, I don't know, 75 years old, I don't know. He's very old. Stricken in years. Barren, the wife. Is that a fair question for old man to ask the angel? Don't you think it's fair? Yeah. Yes? Yeah. I thought it's fair, right? But that question offended the angels badly. Why do you think it offended him? Gabriel was really upset with him, right? Look, let's just look at what Gabriel said. And the angel, verse 19, and the angels answering say unto him, "I am Gabriel." You know, can you feel it? So, do you know who I am? I am Gabriel. I am Gabriel. I am the one that stands in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto you and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. You would think this is a fair question, right? Why was Gabriel offended? Is it fair to doubt? Oh, by the way, when Gabriel, after 6 months, went to see who? Mary, right? Another supernatural story, right? And told her. In the beginning, did Mary ask almost the same question as Zechariah? Yes or no? So how can this be, right? She said, I never known a man. I'm a virgin, right? Was Gabriel offended? Yes or no? No. Gabriel explained to her how it will happen. It will come from the Holy Ghost. Eh? It's a different order. But the angel was not offended. Why? He was offended with Zechariah. Why? This man, he know the story of Abraham. I would think this man who encouraged a wife before he was really barren. Remember Abraham's story, right? The baby at the age of 100 years old. But when the real thing hits, how can that be? Brother and sister, this teaches a lesson. Whatever happened in the Bible, don't doubt God. It can happen to you. If God wants it to happen to you, don't ask second time. Why? How can that be? Yeah? God don't want us to doubt Him. And what did Gabriel say? It's better for you don't talk anymore. Be dumb. If you want to talk doubt, you better be dumb. Is that funny? You can't speak for a year, you know. Can you imagine it? God said, you better keep quiet. Don't talk anymore. Let this whole thing come to pass. Yeah? No, brother and sister, God is good. He wants us to learn. When we read the Bible, we must understand this thing can happen to us. This thing can happen to us. Well, this story is a great story, yeah? Do you think we have greater story to come? Do you enjoy the Pentecost story? Wait till you see the lettering. Yeah? Do you enjoy the 10 plagues in Egypt time? Wait till you see the 7 last plague. Do you think you have more story to see coming? Yes? We are living in such a time that we know. The Bible describes all the persecutions that combine together. And we are heading to the last war of the great controversy. Do you think we can expect great things from God? Do you believe so? There's so many things waiting for us to anticipate, to experience. The 144,000. Please don't say, not me. Somebody else. God, 144,000. Not just one Moses. Not just one Daniel. He won 144,000 Daniel. Amen. He won 144,000 Enoch. How about that? You have faith? If you don't have faith, too bad. The angel say you better be dumb. There's so many things coming for us. How many minutes I have? 15 minutes. I'm ending soon, don't worry. Let's read in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. No, before I came here, a lot of people scare me because it's summertime. It's going to be hot like crazy. A lot of flies flying around. I told my family member, I say, man, it's a bad time to come to Melbourne this time. And I'm so cold right now. It's summertime. Anyway. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Bible say, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by what? The word of testimony.
Whose testimony? It has to be my testimony.
They overcame Satan not only by the blood of the Lamb. They must overcame Satan by what? Their personal testimony. Amen? Amen? In the last day, everyone in this great controversy will have a testimony to say against the evil. God will give them power, strength to overcome the evil one by their testimony. And they love not their life unto death. What an experience we are looking for. What an experience. Do you know why? When Joshua, with all the Israel, went into Canaan and conquered the place, and God said, stop, don't conquer everywhere. Why? They did not finish the job. They left the Amorites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and they were left. They did not finish the job. Why? No, God asked them not to do it.
The bounds of their habitation.
The what?
The boundary of their habitation.
Oh. Okay, let's see what the Bible says. I thought you all know. This is in the Judges chapter 3. Read it. This is exciting. Judges chapter 3. I'm going to end this, okay? Judges chapter 3. Verse 1. Are you there? Judges chapter 3, verse 1 say, now these are the nations which the Lord left. You see, who left it? It was not Joshua. It was the Lord. They left it. To what? To prove Israel by them. Even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. This nation was kept for who? For who? Why? Verse 2. Only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. Why? Because all the children 18 years and below, they never fight the war. Their grandchildren never fight the war. They only hear their grandpa. Their father talked about all the war, all the experiences. That's not good enough. God say, keep some. Let your children experience them. Amen. Just by hearing crossing the Red Sea, crossing the Jordan, wow, that was exciting. Right? Hey, this is just stories, man. How many of you have eaten durian before? No? Do you like durian?
Yeah.
Durian, man, that's the king of the fruits, yeah? Durian, you know?
It's not food.
You know, I can describe to you how nice durian is. It tastes like cheese. It tastes like dessert. It tastes like, I don't know, it's just so nice. People, they will eat durian so much. Durian is so nice. Oh, yeah, it's very nice, yeah? No matter how I describe how nice this is, this only you have never tasted.
What only about the smell?
Yeah, you only hear. Some people say the smell bad, right? But you only heard. How do you know? You must what? It is different when you talk in the knowledge or you talk in the experience. God is not satisfied for his people just hear the story. God wants us to experience him. Yeah, it's nice to hear your grandfathers telling all this story, their experience. But God say, you go and find. Try out. How about that? Every time when we read the Bible, whatever story you read, and when you get excited with it, tell God, I want to experience it.
Amen.
Amen. When you read about how Enoch walked with God, walked all the way to heaven, you know. This story is amazing, man. Walked all the way to heaven. Will you say, Lord, I want to walk like Enoch? Let us experience God. Amen. God is there, real, for us to experience him. He can speak to us. We can feel him. We can walk with him. We can talk with him. Just as good friend too. May us experience God in this last day and enjoy heavenly joy. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much, so much. Even though we're such small thing in this whole universe, but you've done great things in this earth. And you give us so many examples. Wanted us to follow their footsteps, to be your friend, to be your witnesses, to be everything to you. So Lord, help us today to realize what a great God we serve. What an experience you want us to have. So bless us. This camp, help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.